Farmers and ranchers are facing important decisions about transitioning their business to the next generation. According to family business consultant Jolene Brown, there is nothing better or worse than working with family members. The foundation of a successful farm transition involves honoring the family by doing the business right.
You got to make sure the business is worthy of transitioning, and then you got to do all that paperwork and the legal stuff and financial stuff to make sure it gets done. Because a conversation is not a contract, and farmers lie. They say things like, you know, work hard, someday this will all be yours, or I'm going to retire. And then there is that dreaded, oh, you don't have to worry about your brothers and sisters. They have their jobs. They're not interested in the business. So by the time they're done with me today, they will clearly understand that if things are not in writing, things do not exist.
As farm families hear and learn more about that transition process, Brown adds there is a need for coaching and the skill sets to pass on a farm or ranch business.
So one of the reasons why it is such an important topic is in the room today and at their remote centers where we're broadcasting today, people are so good at production. They're superior at weeds and seeds and breeds and feeds and money, machinery, and marketing, but they're crabby with people. And yet it's the people that do all the production. And I'm going to tell them that I am just like them. The more I have to work with people, the more I like cows. Because if I don't like that obitty, I'm going to send it to market. Doesn't work so good with siblings and moms and dads and cousins. So the complexity has changed. Plus, the net worth has changed.
Along with the transition process comes tough questions. Farmers had those questions answered by experts in the field. Russ Tweeten, Vice President of Succession and Retirement Planning at Ag Country Farm Credit Services, says it's better to start the process sooner rather than later.
The way it used to be, we would say in your late 50s, early 60s, but we're sort of changing our tune on that. When you've got a successor coming in, that's when you start. And the reason you do that is there's a lot more cash flowing through these farms these days. There's a lot of debt that's being accumulated, and it's really difficult to transition or retire somebody when there's a lot of debt on the balance sheet. So those conversations should be had earlier now rather than later.
Another component of the farm transition process is estate planning, which has its differences. According to Onsted Twitchell law firm attorney Marshall McCullough, an estate plan should start right away.
There are even individuals that maybe parents have been gifting to them to reduce the size of their estate. Well, if they die without a will, everything's going back to their parents, and they've just undone everything that their parents tried to accomplish. So with an estate planning document, maybe that goes to the siblings or to the kids, to a different person than their parents. Because we're talking about younger individuals that might be married, have young children. There's some things that we need to do now for that individual or for that couple or for that family that may not even involve the farm or the farmland and where that's going.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.